This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A prominent Denver tattoo artist and muralist was one of the five people who were killed in Monday's shootings. Alicia Cardenas was the owner of Soul Tribe Custom Tattoo and Body Piercing. Poet Bobby Lefebvre says she was a beloved collaborator to many.
She was always down to listen. She was always down to share. She was about community and communal offering. She's connected so many people together.
Police believe the gunman had a personal connection to most of the people who were shot. A vital search and rescue service on the Western Slope is observing its 20th anniversary. The all-volunteer Mesa County Search and Rescue Ground Team works to locate and help people in the rugged backcountry. Team member Janine Camp says people are often embarrassed and need help.
Almost always the first thing that we hear is, "I'm sorry. We're so sorry. We're so sorry." Even people that get hurt, "Oh, I'm so sorry." It's like, no, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. You got me out of doing dishes, man.
The team goes on around 60 missions a year, and they're looking for new volunteers. Applications are open until the end of the year. The U.S. Air Force Academy football team defeated the Louisville Cardinals yesterday in the First Responders Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Falcons quarterback Kazeek Daniels ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 2 more.
Daniels trying to get it on his own, and he does. Kazeek Daniels' 10th rushing touchdown of the year, and Air Force has broken out on top.
The final score was 31-28. Air Force was the only Colorado school to play in a bowl game this season. This is CPR News and KRCC.